Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The conflict on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem is not going to go away. That's the headline. David Dolan joins me with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now, this does not look like it's going to go away.
No, Jimmy, it doesn't look like it's going to go away. It's been over a week now of trouble. It was a week ago Friday that some Israeli security patrolmen were killed just near the Temple Mount by some Palestinian terrorists. They came down to Jerusalem, went into the Old City, and did this killing near the Lion's Gate, then escaped up to the Temple Mount, and they were followed by Israeli security forces, cornered there and killed. And the Israeli government decided they had no choice but to put in these metal detectors all around the Temple Mount area. Now, we've had some in existence for many years now, especially going right up to the Temple Mount from the bottom of the Western Wall area, but not the other entrances. Palestinians don't like it, and Jimmy, a sign that this is going to continue is that we're hearing more and more Palestinian Authority voices endorsing this violence, basically calling for a new uprising. Seems to be happening. Again, there's no more emotional issue than the Temple Mount and the Old City of Jerusalem for the Muslims. Really, in some ways, Jimmy, as I've said before, it's a more important holy site than Mecca, which is, of course, their officially holiest site, but it was in Jerusalem, they believe, that Allah demonstrated the veracity of Islam's claims by giving them the holiest site of the Jews and a holy city for the Christians as well. That's the basis of this, and so I think we have enough fuel going. The ultimate escalation would be if Hamas or Hezbollah or both got into this and turned it into a real full war.
David Dolan with a report on the conflict on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David Dolan's report on the conflict in Jerusalem at the Temple Mount brings into focus two very important issues, the Temple Mount and the Palestinian people. Bible prophecy speaks directly to both of these issues. The Palestinians, the biblical Edomites of biblical history, will return in the last days according to Malachi chapter 1. And the prophet Ezekiel says that these Palestinians will kill the Jews and steal their land. That's Ezekiel chapter 35, verses 5 and 10. The ancient Jewish prophets also speak to the other focus in this report, the Temple Mount. Zechariah reveals the importance of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 6, verses 12 and 13 tells us that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, will return to the Temple Mount and he will build his temple where he will rule and reign forever. The present conflict on the Temple Mount is a result of these two prophecies coming together, and they will continue to be fulfilled until the Lord's return. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...